You all right?
I think so.
Good. I'm warning you straight off. I've got an old man cough.
Oh, no.
Like when I cough, I like go into full wheeze.
Oh, no. That's awful.
I know, right? I got one coming now. Hold on.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Hey, listen, straight off the bat, I want to talk to you about something. Hello, Pod Ranters.
Hello, Pod Ranters.
How are you? How are you, New Zealand?
Oh, we have fans in New Zealand?
Yeah.
And oh, I can't see any of that stuff.
And I spoke to one of them, and and they said, oh, they Pod Ranters followed me on it on what's the one you do?
Tumblr.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. Wasn't me. So
it's me. If you follow us, I'll probably follow you back.
But that's killed it for him, isn't it? He probably thinks.
Well, I mean, not always. Like, if I like your Tumblr, I'll follow you back. If I think you're just like doing it for follows, I won't follow you back. I respect the follow.
He's a square guy, not square. I mean, he's a square. I mean, he's a stand-up fella. Like he's a square, like a square meal. Do you know what I mean? When you have a good square meal, not like a square guy. I've said this all wrong.
Yeah.
He's
you didn't hear that. You're not a square.
He's a stand-up fella. He's a square meal, and we occasionally have a little bit back and forth about, like we do. Oh, I got a cough coming.
Uh oh, old man cough.
Here he comes. Here comes the old man.
That sounds so fake. It sounds made up.
I did force that one a little bit because it's almost like when you sneeze and you haven't done it properly. It's almost like a bad orgasm. It's like, oh, I wish I. You can't change an orgasm midway. But a cough and a sneeze you can make the most of. Look, the last couple of nights, this isn't news stuff or anything like that, but it's something I thought I needed to bring to the table.
Okay.
Me and Sol, you know, I got the new sort of projector and stuff, so I'm like revisiting old movies on the big screen.
It's like having your own theater, right?
Exactly, right? So we watched two movies the last couple of nights. We watched Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And Independence Day the next night, which, I mean, talk about your yin and yang of aliens, right?
You let Saul watch Close Encounters?
Yeah. And I remember as a youngster.
Before the old man cough.
Seriously, be funny, but don't make me laugh because I'll go.
I didn't do anything.
It's literally right there on the back. It's like there, waiting. What was I talking about? Old man coughs. No, hold on. I'm getting all hot and sweaty already. Hold on.
An Independence Day.
Yeah.
What you were getting at, I don't know.
What I was getting at, right? So yeah, I remember when I was younger, I couldn't remember because there were so many different versions of Close Encounters, and I remember when I was young, I remember seeing an ending where he went on the ship and you saw inside the spaceship, and then the versions I've watched since, you don't see inside the spaceship, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? Anyway. I found out that was like a television version they made scenes for afterwards.
Oh.
Anyway, so I mean, watching this as a I was going to say grown up, but that's a stretch. As a parent now, you watch the film differently, and obviously being the conspiracy alien man I am as well, I watch it differently again. But I mean, there's lots of things in it, but there's one thing I've come away thinking, hold on a jiffy. Because that's how we talk in England. We say jiffy. It means minute. Don't know why. What time is it? 5 jiffies past 12. We don't say
that. Jiffies.
Anyway, look. How much do you remember the film before I start ranting too much?
I remember it a little bit. It's been a long time since I watched it.
If no one's seen Close Encounters, basically what happens is aliens come down and they kind of visit a few people. And they leave them with this like imprint of the mind of a location or a tune, and the government get hold of it and they try and stop people going to this location or tune. Anyway, and the tune is the classic thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now what the government do is they work out that is coordinates, right? It's like they turn it into hand signals first in the film, and then they go, oh, this is like coordinates to Devil's Tower Mountain, and some people are like drawing Devil's Tower Mountain like it's in their head, they know about it. Anyway, so that's all they know. They know it's like Devil's Tower Mountain. So basically, that that tune is the coordinates. So that tune means Devil Tower, right? Mm-hmm. The mountain. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they finally go to Devil's Tower Mountain at the end of the film, and the aliens come down, and the government set up this big keyboard and speakers, and they go, and the aliens don't reply straight away. So they play it again. Because it's in their heads. It's like, oh, it's the tune you've told us to do. And then the aliens respond.
Right.
And then the big mothership comes down. And they go. And the mothership just goes. Beep, 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 beep. And the humans go. Look, the point I'm getting at here, right?
I was waiting.
If you translate what's actually happening there. They've got the coordinates. They go to this mountain. And they sit there, and the aliens turn up, and the humans say to the aliens, Devil Tower Mountain, right?
Right.
At Devil Tower Mountain. The aliens don't respond. So the humans say again, Devil Tower Mountain. And the aliens are like, yeah, Devil Tower Mountain.
So they're like, yeah, go on. We get it.
So they're like, play it again, Devil Tower Mountain. And they're like, yep, Devil Tower Mountain. And then there's the big ship comes down.
When you say it like that, it's like a bunch of rednecks at a Skinner concert. Like, play Freebird! Freebird!
And the big mothership comes down. And the humans then get the keyboard out and they go, Devil Tower Mountain! And the alien goes, it says something different. It says something like, da, 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 which is probably means like, so? And so the humans go, Devil Tower Mountain! So the aliens are like, oh, okay, Devil Tower Mountain, back at them. And they go, yeah, Devil Tower Mountain. And then it goes into this big song together, going, Devil Tower Mountain, Devil Tower Mountain, Devil Tower Mountain. And then the front opens up and they're like, do you know what? These humans, we've made a mistake. Just send out all these abductees out the front. We'll take one and bugger off because we've clearly made a mistake here. We've come here. We've told them where to go. And all they've done is say to us, Devil Tower Mountain, over and over again.
We were looking for intelligent life.
And they sod off. And that's literally, if you think about it, that's what's happened. And they just basically keep playing the coordinates where they're sitting at. It's like you come into my house and I'm going, kitchen. and you'll go, yeah, kitchen.
Yep. I'm like, we say that in America also.
But we're in the kitchen. Yes, Sharky, we're in the kitchen.
So did you just start laughing to yourself while you were watching it?
What?
No one ever realized this before.
Yeah, I know. No one ever said that. Uh-huh. So sorry, I had to get that out of the way. It was on my mind. I thought, I know where to get this off my chest.
I wonder if people listening to it will be like, what?
Watch it.
What is he talking about?
You just watch Close Encounters and
you'll get it.
So I asked you earlier in the week, what the fuck's been going on, Steph? What are we going to talk about?
Yeah, and I don't even remember what I said to you.
Well, in my head, I was like, nothing's happened. I'm on Dawn of Justice rehab afterwards. I don't know what's going on in the world. And you just spewed out this list of going, well, there's Doctor Strange, there's Rogue One, there's da, da, da. I'm like, all right, I'll shut up. But you obviously, your finger's on the pulse more than I do.
But yeah. I don't know how I feel about any of it, though, really.
Any of it?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm not familiar enough with Doctor Strange to know if I give a shit. But I know that they're setting up for Infinity War. So, I don't know. I mean, I'll see it.
I like the Inception feel about it.
I really like Tilda Swinton. And Benedict Cumberbatch looks pretty good as Doctor Strange.
There's a voiceover in that trailer where he says, I don't know if I believe in this mumbo jumbo stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that sounds like House. He sounded just like Hugh Laurie's House. And I was like,
that would be awesome if like they panned out and it actually wasn't Benedict Cumberbatch. It was just House. It was just a really long episode of House.
I'd love if this does turn out to be like a mind drama Inception type movie.
Yeah, well, they say it's gonna have a different tone than other Marvel the Marvel movies we're used to seeing, and I'm like, thank God.
Yeah. Is how they're going to pull this together, though. That's the thing. Because are we on stage three now?
Let's see.
Phase three, sorry.
Does Civil War start phase three?
Well, there's these gray areas, because this is something else I was saying to Mr. New Zealand last night. I won't say his name in case he doesn't want me to, but when I was asking him, where did phase one start? And I thought it was Iron Man, and he said, well, was it Hulk? And I'm like, well, was that technically phase one, or was that like we've made films and then it became part of phase one?
I think that's what it is. They started like making movies and they were like, oh, well, now it's part of phase one.
Because Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark was in the Ed Norton movie.
Yes.
That kind of linked, but I don't feel there was any phases at that point, was there?
No, I feel like they got successful and then they were like, okay, this is all phase one.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I understand. You don't want to, like, put all your eggs in a basket. I get it. I don't know when phase three starts.
Is it like when they do, like, the big movies? Like, Avengers was end of phase one, and then everything after was phase two, and Ultron ended phase two, and then Ant-Man came up, and then that started phase... No, because that would have been phase... I don't know now.
It's still phase two.
So who starts phase three?
I don't know what's going on.
Does Guardians of the Galaxy join into this phase thing?
Eventually, they're going to be part of Infinity War.
Are they part of the phase, though?
I don't know. I don't know. Does the internet have an idea? Phase 3 is set during a time of discord generated from the aftermath of Ultron's attack against Earth.
So we are in phase 3 now.
So now we're in phase 3.
Okay. So Ant-Man started phase 3. Age of Ultron was just as long as Dawn of Justice. I think that's what
it
is. The films are just too long.
For me, Age of Ultron felt that long. But I didn't think Dawn of Justice felt that long.
I don't want to talk about the bashing of Batman vs. Superman anymore. But
yeah, I don't either.
They're still bashing it, and it's still coming up the numbers. And it's just like, well, what's the problem here?
I don't know why we can't just like let everybody exist.
Get on
and let them be like two separate things. Some people like Bruce Willis. Other people like, who's another action star?
What, around the Bruce Willis time?
Yeah.
Kevin Costner?
Yeah, some people like Kevin Costner. It's okay. You can like both if you want. Some people like hamburgers. Some people like chicken.
See, the difference between Bruce Willis and Kevin Costner is that when Kevin Costner does action now, it's like Liam Neeson action, and it's fucking cool. Is like, oh my God, he can still throw a punch. Whereas Bruce Willis never stopped trying throwing the punches. And he's almost like he's given up a bit.
That's true.
So what is he, chicken or hamburgers?
You know, I really love chicken.
So which is that, Bruce or Costner? Is Bruce beef?
Bruce beef. I think so. But I have a weird crush on Bruce Willis. There's something about him. Like, even when his hairline started receding, which is probably the first time I saw him, I was like, there's something about that guy. I was probably like 8. But yeah, I have a weird crush on Bruce Willis.
Is it Bruce what? Bruce? Is it
Bruce?
Is it Bryce Dallas? No, is it Bruce Willis or is it the roles he does? I mean, technically his roles are kind of the same way.
I think it's Bruce Willis because like, and I mean like cool, like, doesn't give a shit about stuff. Like,
well, even after Kevin Smith bashed him?
See, again, I can still like both of them and it's fine. I don't have a crush on Kevin Smith, but I have a crush on Bruce Willis. John McClane Bruce Willis in particular.
What about Red Bruce Willis?
Yeah, I'd let that happen.
I'd let it happen. If he came in with a knife and a balaclava.
I'd let that happen.
Yeah, why not? Spider-Man Homecoming, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that on the little release thing that they showed of all the Marvel.
What's up with that logo?
I don't know. It looked like a video game to me.
I instantly thought you, on the podcast where you went, Spider-Man looks like a cartoon. And then I saw the logo and I was like, the logo looks like a cartoon. Are they making a cartoon?
They just went back to animated. They're like, forget it.
Yeah.
But Michael Keaton's supposed to be the villain in it.
Yeah, He was wasn't he a villain in RoboCop as well?
Yes.
Is he like a well-known villain or is he Do we know?
It just says the villain's undisclosed. We just know that Michael Keaton is in talks to play the villain of the movie.
He's too funny to be a villain for me.
I'll just keep thinking about him in like Multiplicity or something. But I don't know who's going to play. I mean, there are a number of villains that face Spider-Man, so I wouldn't even want to speculate yet because I don't even really know what the movie's about.
No. Well, obviously Homecoming, what's that mean? That could be, what, school?
He has to ask Mary Jane to Homecoming.
Yeah.
So since they have a new Spider-Man, are they going to try to do the whole Mary Jane? They're going to have a new Mary Jane or a new Gwen? Like, I don't even know who his love interest is in this.
Yeah, that's weird because everyone kind of went Spider-Gwen. Not saying they're going to do Spider-Gwen, but everyone loved Gwen all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's because of Emma Stone.
You reckon?
I think so.
She is cool.
She's much better than Kirsten Dunst.
Old mannequin face.
Ugh. She's awful. Another weird thing about Spider-Man Homecoming is Marissa Tomei cast as Aunt May. Like, what? What? Marissa Tomei as an old lady? Get out of here.
It makes you feel old. Sally Field, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I bought that. Marissa Tomei? No. I mean,
she doesn't have to be like old gray bacon cookies Aunt May. But
So let's make her a fiery Puerto Rican?
I don't want to know in my head that I would want to fuck Aunt May.
Oh, no. You do.
I want to fuck Aunt May for a cookie. Yeah, so, I mean, maybe she'll just have like, this weird gray streak or something. I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, I mean, like, Spider-Man, like, Aunt May in the newer Spider-Man cartoons is, like, not an old, like, you know, she's an older lady, but like she's still working and like is very like on the go.
Well, if they keep making Spider-Man younger, then Aunt May, I mean, they kind of went, all right, it's Aunt May, not Granny May. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do with this now. I'm going to have conflicting ideas.
I'm gonna wrestle with it.
Oh.
Oh.
The Killing Joke is going to be R-rated.
It is. And that's great news. Now, I need to find out if it's going to be released in any theaters.
So is it going to be in the theaters? Because I usually just see the stuff come straight out on Blu-ray and stuff.
I hope it's in. I would love to see that in theaters. But I haven't heard if it's going to get a theatrical release.
Have any of them got a theatrical release?
No.
Dark Knight Returns? No, they probably won't do it, you know. I mean, I'd love to see it on the big screen, and I can. But I
was
going to
say, but you can, so.
I was going to say, no, talking about stuff being in the theatre, and they're talking about, there was a petition to say to get Dawn of Justice, the extended cut, in the theatre before it hit Blu-ray. And I'd be up to see that. But they also,
I would see it. I'm just worried that it probably won't happen because people hate so much.
And they'll be like, oh, you're just going to do it to make the extra money. I'm like, well, look, that film is made.
Yeah, because Marvel's never done anything like that.
Yeah. And yeah, the Marvel movies are success. You know, they've all been a success, haven't they? They also mentioned that the original cut was like 4 hours. And I thought to myself,
shit.
I would still watch that, but I would need to take a piss at some point.
Well, yeah, I'd have to pause it.
Yeah. But obviously,
it would have to be an intermission.
But yeah, it's just like. But I mean, I've watched it 4 times. I mean, how bad can this be? I'm not a diehard Batman Superman fan. I love Superman. I don't buy the comics. I don't have any of the toys because I just can't justify buying a figure. but you know, I've watched.
You still didn't buy that Aquaman figure the other day.
I know, and I was in there today as well.
Do you just go by and stare at them for 20 minutes?
I live literally 5 minutes away from Toys R Us. It's down our street. Like, I went in today and I just wanted to buy Zane a car because he fucking loves cars. And I bought him the Batmobile, Tim Burton one. Just say, and he calls it Batcar, which is fucking awesome.
It's adorable.
And I was with Sol, and we were nowhere near the aisle with the, you know, the 5 Batman vs. Superman stuff they had. And I was like, you know, I'm here. I'm going to have to go and check and see if Wonder Woman's here.
I have to look.
Like, I have been told officially by Toys R Us, they're not doing that anymore. But I'm still fucking looking for it.
Maybe somebody hid one behind a shelf.
Oh, fucking hell, I have literally pulled stuff apart looking for it. And they have like, they had three Aquamen.
Aquamen?
I'd say Aquamans. Cause...
Aquatic men.
Yeah. I've literally held this Aquaman figure in my hands. And I have walked around the entire shop for about an hour. And then I put it back.
It's like you're just handing, like when you hand your kid a toy, like, just shut up while we're in here. You have to put it down before we leave. I mean, maybe you should get an Aquaman because once he comes out, he'll be cool and people will want it.
I know. That's why the whole Wonder Woman thing. And exactly. I keep wandering in to bloody Toys R Us.
They probably think you're like casing their joint to rob it or something. They're like, yeah. This guy's been in here six times this week. I was just like, just fucking get it. Because you want it.
I want it, but I'm not going to open it. And it'll probably just go in a drawer. And if it ever gets open, it'll be one of my kids destroying it. And I'll cry a little. And then it'll be like, why am I crying? It's a toy. And I just basically see the rest of my life whilst I'm standing there just staring at this Aquaman figure. It's just not worth it. It's a bit of fucking plastic.
I guess. But you can always sell it.
Can you just go and buy them? So at least I know that one of us has it. Because they're like $9.99 over here. And which means that probably like $7 where you're at. So, I mean...
I keep looking for the Wonder Woman when I'm out. I haven't found one yet. But when I do, I'm going to buy all of them on the shelf.
I mean, if Sol said, Dad, can you buy me Aquaman? I'm like, yep, straight away, bang. You know, even if
you're
just,
like, I can't, I'm 42. I'm 42.
If he just said, buy it for me, I'd buy it.
You just go in there and be like, so, you want this Aquaman?
Yeah, I'm like, which one do you? I'm like with the Batman stuff. Which one do you prefer? Do you what, like the one with the armor? Would you like the one with the new look Batman thing? I like the armor. I'm like, you don't fucking like the armor one. It looks shit. Get the new one.
He looks
shit. You don't know what you like. And he's like, look, Dad, there's Civil War. I'm like, all right, we're leaving.
So, Rogue One.
Yeah, Rogue One.
How do you feel?
With my hands. How do you feel?
With my feet. You sound like Muttley.
It's just that I just suddenly pictured you trying to like pick up a cup of coffee or something. Or going into a store and trying out rugs.
This woman has her shoes off again. How else am I supposed to know?
It's like a fucking hobbit everywhere she goes. Why don't hobbits wear shoes?
Their feet are too big.
But their bodies are too small. So technically, they could wear normal shoes.
Why did you say it all weird? Shoes.
My point is, right, I say to you, why don't hobbits wear shoes? And you say, because their feet are too big. But they're very small. So technically, shoes would be normal size to them. Because people could just go
okay,
have shoes. Why have you sent me something that's opening my Photoshop?
I didn't mean for it to open your... God damn it. No, it's to stop the podcast.
Right, it
restart
says...
Restart your computer.
It says, muttley.gif. I'm obviously guessing it's Muttley with his hand in front of his face, yes. Sniggering with his shoulders going up and down.
That's exactly what it is.
But for some reason, my computer wants me to edit it.
Put your face here instead.
Where is it? Yes, that's it. Thank you. I'm glad I waited for Photoshop to open to tell me exactly when he was coming. Right. Give me a break. You talk about what you thought about Rogue One.
Okay. I don't really know my opinion on Rogue One yet. They're still calling it a teaser trailer, even though it was only it was 2 minutes long. Like, I thought a teaser trailer was like maybe a minute, but anyway, I think it's still too early for me to form an opinion, even though the internet was like, oh my God, Star Wars, which is, I think, what they wanted to do, what the kind of hype they wanted to put around it. I have read that it's supposed to be very dark, which I like that. I enjoy that part of the Star Wars saga, is the dark parts. But I'm not 100% sure if this is something that we need. Like, do we really care how they got the plans for the Death Star?
Because we know how it turned out.
Because we know what happens. So do we care how they got there? And then I'm thinking, well, maybe there'll be a character in there that's going to be important to these later, these, you know, episode 8, 9, whatever. And maybe that's what they're doing with it. Because that's the only reason I can see why they would go back again. The girl in it, Felicity Jones, I think is the actress. She looks cool. I just don't know if I'm can say that I'm excited yet.
They all look kind of cool. I mean, for me, I was really pleased to see an old stormtrooper again.
Yeah.
But when you saw one getting beaten up by an old ninja with a cane, I was like, how useless can stormtroopers be?
You can't shoot anything. Are they going to go back to where they can't hit anything with their guns?
Like they can't shoot. The armor's useless. A fucking Ewok could beat them up. And now an old ninja can trip them up.
But yeah, I'm not sure I can form an opinion. I mean, obviously, I'll see it because it's Star Wars. And I think Disney knows that. And that's why they're doing it. But I really hope that there's a character in it that will be important in the later films, or even somebody that is important now and we just don't know it yet. Like
something that again, Mr. New Zealand said to me yesterday, he said that he's worried about the first thing he said was bringing a Star Wars film out every year.
Yeah.
Where he said he'd prefer every few years. Like, cause when the original trilogy came out, it was like every 4 or 5 years. Right.
Right. That's another thing. I agree with him on that, because you want to be able to anticipate Star Wars. Like, you don't want to expect one coming every year. Like, that takes the fun out of what these movies were, I think.
Yeah, it does take it away. And especially now you've got the in-between movies as well. It's not just a couple years and then you've got episode 8, a couple years and you got episode 9. You've also got these in-between ones, and you've got the Han Solo movie coming.
Oh, yeah. Did they cast him yet? Did they cast?
I think they've got someone in mind, but I don't know who it is.
If it's not Scott Eastwood, I don't care.
But yeah, no. I mean, like you, I agree. There is a lot of Star Wars, and it feels like, again, Disney are franchising like Marvel too much.
It does seem very. It's classic Disney.
I don't want to get the wrong opinion. Because you and I are very sort of DC bias, but we do like Marvel, right? I mean,
I like Marvel, actually. I've enjoyed every Marvel movie I've seen. I might like some more than others, but
sometimes I wish we weren't doing a podcast, because then I could just turn off all the news feeds and just enjoy the films for the films.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with Marvel, it is been churned out like excessively now, with so much going on. It's almost like what we're talking about Phase 3. It's not just Phase 3, it's like coming in from every angle, whereas before it was like progression.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just coming out of nowhere, and that's kind of way that Star Wars is going. Again, it's another Disney thing. Just because you can, it doesn't mean you should. Or something like Jeff Goldblum said something like that once, didn't he, in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I agree.
And then you'll slap it on a lunchbox and sell it. And you'll sell it and you'll sell it.
Sell it. Just sell it.
But no, I mean, as an old Star Wars fan, I love seeing the old Stormtroopers. I kind of like the vibe. It doesn't feel grainy enough. But it's weird, because I know that Star Wars was grainy because it was the time it was made.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like if you're going to go back and do just before that era, it should be grainy. Do you know what I mean? It should feel a little bit more eroded.
Yeah.
At the edges. and not so episode 7.
Yeah, it should. I don't feel like it should be so clean either. Like, it feels very clean. And I kind of want it to be that gritty, you know. The way it stands now and not knowing anything about it, I'm just like, meh.
Do you think it's too soon for you after episode 7?
Yeah, and that doesn't help either. Like, I want to have to, like, wait for something awesome, and now I feel like I don't really have to wait.
Another thing I mentioned about Marvel during the week about it not just being a different universe, but the whole identity of it all being completely different.
Yeah, I thought I had never really thought about that, and I kind of was, like, talking about it out loud with Mike last night, and he was like, well, I guess I can see where he's coming from, but it's not really like that. And I'm like,
oh, no, it's not, but when the cinematic universe I'm strictly talking about, because
right, I was like, it's not, I'm not saying like the comics are like that, I just mean the movies.
You have to think about what you've seen as a movie audience. What I was saying basically, because everyone's like, what the fuck was he talking about, what I was saying was that in Marvel, you've got men being superheroes. Like, everyone puts on a suit or everyone's a science experiment. And so it's men, forgive the sexist term, but the man's world becoming superhumans, where in the DC world, they are superhumans in a man's world. So it's completely the reverse. It's like a darker mirror image of what's actually happening. So, and everyone's like, yeah, but what about so-and-so? What about so-and-so? They're not in.
They're not in the movies yet.
They're not in the movies. The only two people at the moment in the movies who don't really work in that theory is that Thor is a god from another world. Well, as we perceive as a god from another world who has powers. Everyone else is either suited or been injected with something.
Mm-hmm.
And in DC's world, Batman is the only person who's a human guy who puts on a suit, whereas everyone
he just has a lot of money.
Yeah, and everyone else is basically, that's who they are. And so they're trying to actually, they talk about that thing a lot, Ben, about saying how Superman's identity, that's the real person, Clark Kent is the alter ego. And that's how it is with a lot of them at the moment in the cinematic universe, which we haven't seen yet. I mean, even Cyborg, and I was trying to think the fine lines here. Cyborg is also, he isn't a man anymore. And he's not a science experiment gone wrong. That's just who he is now. As opposed to someone like the Hulk, for example, who is still a man.
But, and he's someone who also, like, struggles with being this thing. And I feel like, yes, the people, the metahumans in DC struggle with it, but it almost feels like they're more accepting of it. Like, well, I have to deal with this.
Yeah.
Whereas
the Marvel guys try to be it.
And maybe that's why, you know, people always relate to Marvel, it seems. Well, more people relate to Marvel than DC, because that's kind of like,
it's more human to cling on.
It's more human, right?
But there's also the other thing, because I mentioned this to my son as well, and I said to him, you know, this idea of, like, you know, the Marvel people are just human guys trying to be superheroes. And he said, yeah, but there's the other thing as well. I'm like, what? And I'm trying to get him off to bed, and it was like, we're just chatting, I'm like closing the door, leaving. And he's like, in Marvel, you've got New York. I'm like, yeah. And he said, in DC, you've got Metropolis and Gotham. It's fantasy still. I was like, that's true. Again, it's the same thing. Marvel, yeah. You've got human people trying to be superhumans in a real world. That's why people will gravitate towards it, because they're real people being superhuman in a world that we actually know exists. Whereas DC are superhuman people we can't relate to in a world that doesn't exist. There is no Gotham City. There is no Metropolis.
Hmm.
So it's harder to just go, I'm going with that. Whereas you kind of go, oh, these guys, I know, I could know them. So I think that's why people, and it was watching Daredevil that did this to me, because you suddenly cling on to, like, these guys aren't super. They're falling over like anyone would. Oh, right. they're just men.
They are. They're just guys. Yeah.
So, you know, I can understand why people, being that what it is, maybe that's why people tend to lean towards Marvel more, is because there's a little bit more connection to a real person in there. Whereas it's harder for a DC movie, because you're not an alien. You don't know what it's like.
That's true.
That's why people prefer Batman, because everyone can be Batman.
Yeah, anybody can be Batman. Anybody, you know, I mean, with enough money can be Batman, but not everyone can be
Superman.
know, that's very interesting, and I never really thought about that till you said it, till you messaged me that the other day. I'm like, that's kind of true. That makes sense.
Hey, just to end up tonight, because mm-hmm. we seem to be on a roll, and I don't want to drag out until I was getting bored. I want to end on something.
Yeah.
Who did Negan kill?
Oh, you know what? I think it's still Glenn. Do you think it's... What do you think?
Well, like most people who are bored, I've watched a lot of videos on people trying to break down what happened. Not the sound one.
Analyzing the sound and slowing down.
Not the sound one. People who have literally drawn stuff out, worked out the eeny, meeny, miny, moe sequence. But there's one thing, right, that I kind of go, I know what end of the crowd he's at, is the bit where he says, don't squirm, don't move. If you move or something like that, cut that boy's eye out and feed it to his dad, right?
Right.
And as he says that, he points down the line like Carl is where he was and Negan is further up the line. Because he kind of like nods his head like he's down there out of eye shot, but down that end.
Uh-huh.
Like he's away. So it's definitely from the Michonne to Glenn area.
I really, at first I thought when I first watched it, I was like, oh, it's fucking Abraham. Because Abraham's coming to like this point in his...
Yeah, he's got his shit together.
His character where he's like becoming okay in this chaos. He's got his shit together. He's even thinking about starting a family with Sasha. It's weird. And then also he was the first to like buck up and look Negan in the eye when he said someone needs to be punished for this. And Abraham was the first to be like, okay. But then I was like, no, it's got to be Glenn. In order to motivate the characters further, it needs to be somebody who's like a core member. And it has to be somebody like Glenn. Yeah.
I do think it's going to be Glenn because obviously he's contracts up as well.
I really think it's going to be Glenn. And I don't believe that like the actors who are coming out saying they don't know. I don't believe Scott Gimple, when he's the showrunner, when he says he doesn't know. Of course they say that. But I think it's Glenn, and I don't understand why everyone is so fucking angry about having a cliffhanger. It means we've gotten too far in a society where we're just used to instant gratification all the time. We can't stand a cliffhanger. People are like legitimately angry, like starting a petition for them to release who he killed. And I'm like, if I swear to God, clearly you guys don't know what petitions are for. Like, they're not for shit like this. You think Obama's gonna be like, oh well,
yeah,
600 billion people signed this, we should probably go ahead and do that.
Yeah, but knowing Obama, he's such a geek, he'd be like, but tell
me, I want to know.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna put this forward, but tell me. Well, should we round up, because my voice is going and I'm gonna sneeze and piss and fart and fall asleep. No, I'm not.
Very old man thing.
I was just going to say my wheeze is gone, but as soon as I was going to say, I was going to start wheezing again.
Wheezing.
Which... No, it's gone. It's just a normal cough. It's just a normal cough.
I've cured you.
You've cured me.
Yes.
Podcast cures all ills.
It does. And I think on that note, we should end it.
We shall. Wheeze. It's back.
No, we have to do the podcast forever.
It was just, you just said like three words and it came back.
Well, Pod Ranters, it's been real. Sharky was healed and now he is not. So not only do I have the power to taketh away wheezing and give it back. And that is... When the toxic goo fell on me, that was the powers I was given. X-Men won't even take me.
Alright, you say goodbye, because I'm gone.
So, we'll figure out what we're going to talk about in a couple weeks. So make sure you tune in for the next episode of Podrance. And maybe Sharky will be done wheezing by then.
It's the word.
Wheezing!
Oh fuck, I feel like I'm coming on my period. I'm sorry, Pod Riders, I gotta go. I'll speed you. God, <it's> all.